Wake up, because it's mocha latte time. Another great coffee drinking, mocha latte, motorcycle riding, circus loving podcast. We have special guest piano man Larry Hunt, as well as the coffee scene in Lakeland, Florida, and all new hit from Mod Dog coming up next. Nathan, and coming to you from the Flying Dutchman RV this week from Sarasota, Florida. This is my podcast where every week I come to you from a different town and, tell you about the coffee scene. I always say, I have a passion. Well, the circus is my day job, but I have a passion for coffee. And, this is my podcast. And we have another special guest this week. Exciting show. We're in Sarasota. It's opening night for... This is actually, as I've heard, an historic event tonight in Sarasota.
An auspicious event,
yeah, that's right.
Also.
But before I talk about the auspicious event, I have a special guest with me here, piano man Larry Hunt, who is one of my colleagues and fellow coffee/espresso enthusiast, is here. Welcome,
yes.
Larry.
Thank you. Good evening.
Uh-oh, it's going to launch.
That sounds healthy. Anyway.
I'm going to max out the mic there. So.
Yes, a fellow musician in the orchestra.
Does many impersonations of Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, I tell you, I can't relax, you know. I called my wife on the phone the other day. I said, "Honey, hey, I'm getting excited thinking about the last time we made love." She said, "Who is this?" Don't get me started with that. Anyway, let's not do that. Let's not do the impressions right now.
Yeah, we got to keep this clean, Larry. It's a clean...
That's true, too. That was clean.
It's PG. Okay. Well, there may be... I don't know. It could be kids out there listening. You know, like 15-year-old kids over in...
I know. Here, and they, you know... They don't know anything about this.
So we're sitting here drinking espresso. We have a new espresso machine this week. I got... Should I talk about it this week or next week?
I don't care.
I got it, and...
It's good. We're drinking it, and it's excellent.
Yeah, it's good.
I'd like to have another shot of it.
Another one? Dang. Okay, well...
Why don't you make me a shot, and I can talk to the folks.
I gotta think. What are you gonna... I'm worried what are you gonna say to them.
Just tell them about you.
About me. What are you gonna say about me?
No, I say Nathan is a true gentleman.
Okay, here's a five. I got another 20 in my pocket. Okay. What else you want to say?
Nice, good buddy, good friend. We were in the show together.
Like I said,
in the orchestra and
usually neighbors, actually.
That's right. We're usually instructed to park our RVs near each other by our lot manager.
That's a story in
Mr. John Weiss, also another fine gentleman.
Yes.
And
one of the hosts of the show.
Yes.
Doubles as lot manager.
That's right.
Ted McRae, who was on show last week, is parked right over there.
Host of the show, for the people who aren't real familiar with the circus, means ringmaster.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, they used to call it ringmaster.
Yeah. What did they call it on the Red Show this year? I don't know if they call it ringmaster.
Dictator.
Dictator?
Yeah.
Like
not
like
a joke.
Communist dictator? What about the emperor? Who's the emperor?
That'd be me.
You're the emperor.
Yes.
Okay. Dang. All right. Well,
Anyway,
I'm gonna go pull another shot of espresso. And Larry, why don't you? What are you eating there?
Now this, these are cookies from Germany.
I have some of those. Where the bottom? How do you say them?
Balsam.
Balsam.
And where Balsam.
These are called Africa.
This particular model is called Africa.
Model.
Spelled with a K, A F R I K A.
What is it? A car?
Well, you know what I mean. It's trying to talk hip. Trying to use some hip talk.
Getting
here.
In your beatnik talk now.
That's it, man. My New York City jazz musician talk.
These are good, actually. They go really well with the espresso. All right, I'll get you another shot.
Yeah. So dark chocolate.
Larry's gonna.
Very nice.
Humor. He's gonna tell a little bit about himself and about. Don't talk about any illegal stuff you did. Just the legal stuff. And okay. I'm gonna go pull another shot.
All right.
I shall return. Good luck, Larry.
No. All right. But the all right, we'll do a monologue for a while here.
Monologue.
The because Nathan's off in the other room brewing up some new, nice new espresso. Well, single shot's never enough for me. you got to get up before you can get down. We're gonna go play the show in about 20 minutes from now, or be on stage anyway, and. I am a keyboardist, one of the two keyboardists, and the other guy, I don't know, they know about Matt Cross, right?
They know about
my dog. Well, are we allowed, I just told his real name, is that allowed?
I could probably edit that out.
Okay, edit it out. Oh, so we're not live now. You can edit it.
We're recording. I never edit, but I don't know, we'll have to ask his permission on that one.
Alright.
Just keep going, Larry. Keep going.
All you single women out there, Nathan is the man you want to hook up with. He needs a girlfriend. A quality one. Because he's a quality dude.
What are you saying, Larry?
Trying to set you up, man.
What? No, talk about coffee. <the offering. laughs> Talk about coffee, man.
Coffee, yes.
Where are your background? Where you came from?
I grew up in the coffee plantations of Colombia. And no, I don't. I'm not. Anyway, I appreciate fine, good coffee and fine cuisine and good wine and things like that. You know. Okay, I'm supposed to talk about myself. I grew up originally from New York City area. Grew up in Jersey, about 9 miles from the Lincoln Tunnel. Jersey boy. Been playing music since I was a little kid. Play mainly piano has been my main instrument. Also a singer. I'm also a singer, songwriter, composer. Spent a lot of years playing in saloons and on the road many years. Traveled all around Europe for about 5 years and have been on about at least 25 cruise ships over the last 20 years or so, working in various capacities as a musician and sometimes as an entertainer, singer, comedian. Basically, and so that's my story. Now, for about the last year, I've been in the band of the Gold Tour of the Ringling Brothers Circus, playing synthesizers, backing up the show, and it's really a fun gig and a really cool gig. And I was spent years on the road as a musician, not driving around in my own RV, but. Being at the mercy of whoever booked the gig, whatever accommodations they wanted to give us, be it tiny closet-sized rooms on cruise ships, hotel rooms, or apartments or houses, and thank you, and living out of suitcases basically, and it's much nicer to drive around in your own RV because. It's your own little house on wheels, and
yeah,
you can control your immediate living environment this way, and it's nice. It's fun. Ooh, that looks good, man.
Ted was saying it's like a turtle, you know? You have your house on your back. You take it wherever you go. Maybe yeah. Saying that last week, yeah.
Yeah, and then if you like turtles, that's a good thing.
I suppose. I saw a turtle. You went to Sanibel Island, didn't you?
Oh,
you
went, yeah.
Right behind you.
Is that a napkin, man?
Yeah,
okay. We're getting this chocolate all over.
Yeah. And Sanibel Island, that was last, well...
Yeah, I went down there. I had a little...
I saw a turtle crossing the road, and
is
people
right?
had to stop for it in Sanibel. But that's my turtle story. I'm sticking to it. So,
Yeah,
so where did you get in your life story, Larry? What are you talking about?
I'm just speaking in circles and speaking generally, because it's such a long saga, and there's been so many adventures, it's hard to...
Well, you
focus
lived
on
overseas
one.
For a bit of time, right? You were telling me
yeah.
the other day you lived in, what was it, Norway?
I was in Norway for about 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
playing gigs.
Right.
And mostly in saloons. And piano, solo, duo, trio, mostly solo and trio gigs. And I had started with an American agent, and then I transferred to a Norwegian agent, so I didn't have to pay two agents. That was back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, when there was still a lot of live music on local levels everywhere. Well, over there, anyway. And that's, unfortunately, it's in your local scene, it's becoming... there like it's become here, where people are satisfied with a DJ instead of live musicians. And of course the venue owners love that, because it's less expense for them.
Right.
So unfortunately there aren't a lot of gigs anymore.
Yeah.
And they were very good gigs, and Scandinavian people are wonderful and very civilized and very I could go on a long time about how impressed I was with their way of life and their society and their culture.
Yeah.
And
but their coffee, you said, we had the discussion.
Yes, coffee. Back to the coffee.
You said.
Okay, here's the deal. Norwegian coffee is terrible, and their beer is excellent. Sweden, who was their neighbor, friendly rival type neighbor, is the opposite. Their coffee's excellent, and their beer sucks. So it's pretty interesting.
Makes for a good fair trade relationship, I would say.
I guess, but it was funny. It was very interesting, because I was in Sweden for a few months, and like say Norway, 2.5 years off and on over a period of about 5 years or so.
Right.
And then I was also in for a few months at a time in other countries: Finland, Ireland, Spain, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
In Holland.
Wow.
For
now, you started out, before you were traveling and playing, you started out studying classical music in New York, right?
Right. Initially, I was, when I graduated high school, I went to the Manhattan School of Music, got a few local scholarships in my hometown in New Jersey, and was a classical piano major and a voice minor. And I lasted there about 2 years, and then during that time, I got very fascinated with jazz music. I had been interested in it before then, but I seemed to get more and more interested in it. Being in New York, which was the center of live jazz of the world at
right.
the time, it still might be, I'm not sure. Cause
down in the village, yeah.
This is going back, you know, a few years.
We don't have enough fingers.
But, oh. Oh, wise guy, eh? Anyway.
Is that your voice
hey,
from your other circus?
Anyway.
From the Palco Brothers?
Well, that's another...
That's a whole other...
You're getting
track.
Off the track, man.
Yeah,
we're supposed to be talking about coffee
I'm
here.
Sorry. Well, you guys want to start your own podcast, you said. That's what you say up on the bandstand every day.
Well, that's just a...
I offered to help
them set it up. A pipe dream.
I offered to help them set it up, but they...
Well, we'll get to it in about 5 years from now.
About 5 years.
Something
once
like
podcasting has run its lifetime and already died and
right.
extinct, then you'll.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry, I derailed your story.
I know, and I forgot what
well,
the hell we were talking
about.
About
going to school in New York. And
that's right. New York, right.
Right.
Great. It was You know, that was a while ago. That was, you know, back in the 70s.
Yeah.
So now you know how old I am. But anyway, but I'm not getting older. I'm getting better. So I don't care how old
you're aging like wine, right? That's what they say.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then you change. You said you.
Good wine. Boone's Farm. and Gallo. Only the good stuff.
The good stuff. Under
don't drink Gallo. Can I get sued for this?
I don't know.
I got a great, really funny website to recommend to everybody to look at it. It's called bumwines.com.
Okay.
B-U-M. Bumwines.com.
What's bumwines?
It's self-explanatory. Just check it out.
Okay.
Have another great website to recommend.
What's that?
www.pianomanlarryhunt.com.
Okay, yeah, so you can put it in.
If you want it, then you can see my whole sordid story.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to, we don't have to waste time right, on that now. We can get back to the...
You can see goofy pictures of Larry on there, smiling and...
naked and otherwise.
There's naked
pictures? No, just kidding.
That was during Larry's formative
years. See, you got excited when I said that.
No, he's
not gay, girls. Nathan's not gay, but he is single and available.
Thank you, Larry, for being...
I am not. I have a wonderful girlfriend. Yes, hi, Linda. Yes, I love you, honey.
Is she listening to the podcast?
Well, yes, of course.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Good answer, Larry. Right answer.
No, I don't know if she's listening to it or not, because I didn't tell her about it yet. I'll tell her later.
I see how important this is to you.
Just.
Oh, man. So let's talk.
Well,
let's
you know, we have to be on stage, and if we have to leave pretty soon.
Dang. Okay.
It's 6:18.
Okay. Yeah, tonight's a big night for, I guess for yeah, we can say the name of the circus, Ringling Brothers. In general, tonight is, we're in Sarasota, Florida, and for those of you who aren't familiar with circus history, Sarasota was kind of you had Baraboo, Wisconsin, you know, but mm-hmm. when the Barnum and Bailey's shows combined with the Ringling, Ringling bought the Barnum and Bailey combined shows, they would do their winter quarters, and their home base was kind of down here in Sarasota.
For many years.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been for a while.
Right.
But
right.
A lot of old, real old people are always asking about that. You know, you probably experienced that when you're on the road and you talk.
Yeah.
Are you guys still down in Sarasota? And for the whole year I've been doing this gig, I'm going, what's in Sarasota? Now I'm finally finding out. There's a Ringling Brothers Museum here.
And his house, Katazan. I think that's how you say it, Katazan. Is John Ringling North. That was his house, and there's also an art museum there. So very cool. I'd recommend checking out. And they also opened a new wing to the circus museum.
Dedicated to us, right? The band.
The Gold Unit Band.
Band,
that's right.
Yeah. The present one.
The present band, yeah.
You and me and the other guys, right?
They don't care about Merle Evans and all the other
guys.
No, we're just joking about the band part. But there is a new wing at the circus. I don't know about you. But there is a circus wing. Anyway,
right.
We're here in Sarasota. We played, where did we play last week? Lakeland, Florida.
Lakeland, Florida.
And you'll hear that on the coffee scene.
That was very exciting.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was what it was. It's Lakeland, Florida. It's kind of.
There's a lot of lakes there.
Yeah, there
They're very lovely. Did you see the swans?
Winter Haven.
No, there were some swans.
I wasn't looking for
some of the
swans,
lakes.
Really, but I was looking for the coffee shops.
Well, we were talking about. But anyway, backing up, Ringling Brothers Museum.
Getting back to the
is here, topic. Right?
Yeah.
And then there's a Barnum, P.T. Barnum Museum in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I remember driving past, and not having time to go to see it.
drove past.
Yeah, this year when we were up there,
driving
somewhere, I remember trying to get to the next gig and going, boy, I wish I had time to. Pull off the exit here because there was a sign on I-95 that said Barnum Museum.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would have been nice, but anyway.
So back to tonight. So Ringling Brothers, they switched from the tent shows back in, I think it was the early 60s when Irvin Feld, the Felds bought Ringling Brothers, Irvin Feld was a promoter at the time and had suggested switching from the tents to the arenas as a more cost-effective way because tents, they had the tent fire in Connecticut, and it was just becoming...
Yeah, that's heavy. That's a
more,
heavy
yeah, more of collateral,
story.
Yeah, more of a liability than anything, and so they switched to arenas. In any case, we're here in Sarasota, at the Sarasota Fairgrounds, County Fairgrounds,
at Robarts Arena this week, and this is the first time that Ringling Brothers has performed in Sarasota, Florida in, what, 50 years?
That's it. I read 50 years, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the lines to the box office have been
Non-stop. I mean, granted, it's
a
small arena. I
in
think
the last
it's
2 days.
Smallest we ever played, because we don't have a flying act. But they got spotlights out there. There's news crews. There's it's pretty historic event tonight, and we're about to go supply the sounds.
And we were told that all the bigwigs of the company, all the bosses, are going to be there this week.
And they all wanted to be on the podcast, I heard.
Is that right?
They sent me emails, you know, and
right.
said...
But then they got intimidated because they heard that I was going to be a guest,
yeah, well,
right?
I told them, I'm sorry, I got a full schedule with
right.
Larry, you know, piano man Larry Hunt coming
right.
over here. And,
right,
and
exactly.
So, and they said, well, fine.
No, yes. anyway, hey, this is fun, but guess what? We have to go to work now.
Yeah, we have to go to work now, so... so thank you for tuning in. I'm probably going to, going to be the first segment. Coming up is going to be the coffee scene in Lakeland, Florida. And then we have an all new exclusive from Mod Dog. So for now, signing off, this is Circus Boy Nathan and
Piano Man Larry Hunt.
Piano Man Larry Hunt. Over and out. This week, the show is you're joining me now after the show. It went well, big response. The crowd was great tonight, but more importantly, the coffee scene like this past week, as you remember from the last podcast with Ted McGray, special circus guest. We were in Lakeland, Florida, and I have five places that I visited this week, and just quickly give you a kind of a idea of what Lakeland's like. I'd say medium-sized town between Tampa and Orlando, kind of, I'd say, well, not quite halfway. It's a little closer to Tampa than Orlando, and it's an interesting little place, kind of quiet, you know, not too fast-paced, just a little bit of history, some things it knows for. It was founded, actually, back in the late 1800s, and so back in 1884, and they're actually considering, besides Lakeland, the original residents were considering Munville, and calling it Munville or Redbug or Rome City, and I think I'm kind of glad they chose Lakeland, but kind of cool city, a lot of historical downtown stuff, amongst the buildings actually in Lakeland. Is the best known is South Florida campus, or no, excuse me, Florida Southern College, and most of the buildings on that campus were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, and is actually, I believe there's, what is it, about 12 buildings that were actually, he originally was going to build 18, was commissioned to build 18, and he finished 12 of them before he passed away. But it's the largest collection of Frank Lloyd Wright structures, I guess, in the world, anywhere in the world. So that's pretty cool to check out. And also, it's the winter home of the Detroit Tigers, which I found out, growing up, that was my sports team that I... rooted for there. So, and it's there are some historic buildings downtown. As far as
the coffee scene in Lakeland. There's also a farmer's market I suggest checking out on Saturday mornings. Not as good as the one I visited in Nampa, Idaho when we were out there, but it was okay. Okay, but yeah, enough about Lakeland, and we were at the Lakeland Center this week, but the coffee in Lakeland, well, there really isn't much. There were three coffee shops. I think there's a couple Starbucks in town. As far as the independent coffee shops, there were only three. The first one I went to is called Black and Brew, and it's right there on the park. All three places are right downtown there in downtown area of Lakeland. And the first place was Black and Brew, and I wrote here it's the drink was sweet. Well, too sweet. It was served auto to go cup, auto whipped cream, too much chocolate covered. The too much chocolate covered whatever espresso taste there was. So I'm not very excited about this drink. Wouldn't drink again. So I gave them a 3.3 beans. Now, the environment, on the other hand, it's a really, really nice place. It's brand new. Last year, it literally opened a month after we left there last year, so I just missed it last year, and it's kind of cool. It has that brick, I think it's a vintage building, and has kind of like the brick walls and the wood floors and the wooden counters, and then a few tables and, you know, a few couches, and they do serve like soups and sandwiches and stuff, and the sandwich I had was very good there. But yeah, very bright, open air kind of place, not crowded, not noisy at all, and they do have some outdoor seating there. So that was Black and Brew. Next place is Java Breeze, and I think it might be a chain, I'm not sure. And right there, it was made on a Super Auto Astoria machine. Served auto to go cup, okay taste, not great foam. Espresso was there, but nothing to get excited about. Everything was slightly better than average, so I gave them 3.6 beans. And and this place shares the building with I think a video production company, and it's okay. They have the usual pastries and stuff, and but I don't think there's too much specialty, espresso and so forth going on there. So the mocha latte was so. The next place is Mitchell's Coffee House, and this is also right downtown, literally right down the street from, or across the park rather, from Black and Brew. And I wrote about their drink. Espresso dominated this drink. Served auto to go cup, aspen whipped cream, average foam, definitely not microfoam, which you want for a latte. Chocolate was there, but nothing special. Espresso tasted maybe under extracted. Overall, well, at least you could tell espresso was in it. The espresso was just too strong. So I gave them 3.5 beans. And so the coffee house itself, I think they've been there since, what was it, 96, they boast on their website. But it definitely has more of the local feel. You walk in and there's a counter right there with pastries, and I think they do ice cream. And there's also a shelf I noticed in the back wall. It has personal mugs for all the regulars that they keep there. Just walk in and grab your mug, they fill it up and go, which is, it's kind of nice. You don't see that so much anymore these days. And they have standard seating. I didn't see any couches, but normal tables. And I was there on a Saturday, and a lot of old friends getting together and chatting around the table, with coffee and stuff. So, one thing to know on Saturday is that they don't do lunch. There are a number of customers that came in looking for sandwiches, and they don't serve lunch on Saturdays, but they do sandwiches and such throughout the rest of the week. So, cool little place there. Now, there were two more places that I visited throughout the week. One was in Orlando and one was in Bartow, Florida. First, the one in Bartow. Bartow is right south of Lakeland, maybe 10 minutes south. I was down there at the Lowe's scouting out stuff for the RV. In any case, and the place there is Java Jack's Coffee House, which is literally on the edge of the parking lot of Lowe's and the Publix there. I wrote about their drink. I was not optimistic, I was optimistic until I saw them make the drink. Served auto to-go cup and auto whipped cream. Seemed like a good foam, but when they put the whipped cream on, there was too much. When they were making the drink, there was too much to fit the lid, so they ended up scraping it off and putting more whipped cream on it. How many latte fouls can you commit in one drink? Exclamation mark. Yeah, so too much chocolate and weak espresso. So I gave the drink 2.8 beans. There's only one other place I've ever visited that actually scooped the whipped cream off instead of dumping the drink out and making a new one, which was in, where was that? Chattanooga, and it was the Rembrandt Cafe. And really, really poor drink. Poor service there, and poor mocha latte. I ordered it without whipped cream, and they put it on by accident. I was like, so I took it back, and they just scraped it off the top and gave it back to me. So yeah, so that's that. Anyways, so that was Java Jack's Coffee House. As far as the environment, really cool environment. They got a fish tank in there. They have a flat screen TV with the news on it. Very quiet. It looks like it was an old gas station that was turned into a coffee house, and they have a little grill. I think it's a grill outside, and tables kind of under where the gas pumps used to be. And I think in the summertime when it's warmer, they probably have like maybe cookouts out there. Or, I know they have some live music. They had posters up and so forth. So yeah, nice environment. But the mocha latte, not so much. So 2.8 beans on that. And last but not least, I went up to Orlando there for the day to check out the Wycliffe USA headquarters. And while I was up there, let me just say Orlando is not an easy town to get around in the downtown. I don't know if you've ever tried to drive. I mean, most people just do the Disney or Universal or SeaWorld thing, and you know, which is kind of on the outskirts of town, which is probably the best place to be, because if you go downtown, it's a lot of one-way streets, and I even had a map, and I had a hard time getting around trying to find a coffee place. I had like six places I was going to try to visit, and I found one by accident. That ended up with my schedule that day, ended up being the only one I could see. Any case, the place I visited was the Steamy Mug, and I wrote here, pretty much no foam, served auto-to-go cup, Aston whipped cream. The drink was rather sweet, I think. Average bean taste, average chocolate. I could really take it or leave it. The sweet chocolate really dominated this drink, so I gave them 3.2 beans. And the environment was very nice. It was kind of in a little shopping center there. And you walk in, it's very quiet. There's like a couch there and a few tables, and they sell pastries. I think they do soups and sandwiches, you know, nice decorations there, and a little bit of seating outside. So kind of a small place, but you know, a nice feel. But the mocha latte was I wasn't excited about that. So that concludes the coffee scene for this week. Coming up. And this coming week, we are in Sarasota, Florida, and I'm going to try to maybe do a little on-site cast broadcast from the Circus Museum, try to get over there, and John Ringling's house. May do, I don't know, may see if, I think they serve coffee there at the little snack bar. I don't know, we'll have to see. We'll see what happens. And also upcoming this week, special interview. I've been on we're kind of on a circus, I don't know, circus people who love coffee. Last week we had Ted, this week we had Larry, Piano Man Larry Hunt, and this coming week I have been, the Best Mocha Latte podcast has been invited into Clown Alley. And for those of you who don't know what Clown Alley is, every circus, the clowns have a place that they set up as their own domain, and it's only clowns are allowed in there, no one else. And it's that special, I don't know, I had it described to me as that special place where, you know, the person is transformed from normal human being into a clown. And so it's really cool. I'm really excited. Tom and Mitch have invited me in there to drink some coffee because they both love coffee, of course. Who doesn't? And so I feel really honored to be invited in there. We're going to drink some coffee, and they have some great, they're whetting my appetite. They said they have some great coffee stores from the old days, because they've been in here from back in the days when you ride the trains, and just crazy stories. So you're going to have to tune in next week to hear that, and what they have to say. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it. So that's coming up next week. Best Mocha Latte podcast will be live from Clown Alley here on the show in Sarasota, and we have the coffee scene from Sarasota, and that'll be good. And upcoming, looking farther in the future, I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, and there's a couple really good coffee shops. I'm going to see if I can do maybe an on-site with one of the baristas up there, or maybe in a coffee roasters in the area. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted on that. And so this week, last but not least, we have a new hit from Mod Dog this week. You heard him mentioned earlier in the podcast. He calls this Lakeside at Lakeland. And I've listened to it a couple times. It's really good. So put on a pot of coffee or pull a shot and give it a listen. And as always, until next week, drink what you like and like what you drink. Take care. Bye.